GOP Rep. Comer, "We are following the money, all roads lead to Joe." By Jeff Poor on May 10, 2023. Wednesday on FNC's Fox & Friends, Representative James Comer, RKY, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, teased what to expect with his forthcoming release about his committee's findings into President Joe Biden and his family's business dealings. According to the Kentucky Republican, all roads lead to Joe. Transcript as follows. Joining us right now, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. Chairman, good morning to you. Earhart, good morning. Comer, good morning. Ducey, 90 minutes until your big press conference. What are we going to learn today? Comer, well, the American people are going to see just exactly what the Biden family has been engaged in. We all heard Joe Biden say during the presidential debate that his family never received any money from China. We're going to learn today whether or not that was a truthful statement. We've heard Joe Biden say he didn't have any knowledge of his family's shady business dealings. We're going to learn today whether or not that's true. And I think the American people, especially the conservatives out there who work hard and pay their taxes and watch Fox and Friends every day, they're frustrated that they see all these things that the Biden family's done that any other family in America would have already been punished for, but yet it doesn't seem like anything happens. And I want them to know that the House Oversight Committee is digging. We're trying to bring the truth and present the facts to the American people about this family. And it's been very difficult. What you're going to see in this press conference today is, they set up many different shell companies. Ducey, right. Comer, they had transactions, you know, multiple transactions to try to disguise who the sender of the money was, which oftentimes it was foreign nationals. And then the money would eventually end up in the Biden personal accounts. So, it's been a very difficult process to obtain the information and to try to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Kilmeade, okay. Comer, but we're going to present what we have thus far this morning. Earhart, was there a kickback scheme going on? Was there money in exchange for policy decisions? Comer, well, we don't, you know, there's a lot of money. And, you know, thus far we've only presented $1.3 million. As if that wasn't enough, that went to three or four Biden family members. Ducey, okay. Comer, after this press conference, that number's going to be significantly higher. And the question arises, what were these family members doing to receive this money? I mean all the material that's on the laptop that we have with respect to presentations that Hunter was privy to with the Chinese, show that when they would talk about Hunter Biden they would say, through his connections from his family and friends. Ducey, right. Kilmeade, wow. Comer, he has access to the government at the highest level. So, they were peddling Joe Biden's name to our adversaries all over the world. And we're going to talk about that today in the press conference. Kilmeade, the White House statement on this, it comes after you. It says Congressman Comer has a history of playing fast and loose with the facts and spreading baseless innuendo while refusing to conduct the so-called investigations with legitimacy. He has hidden information from public to selectively leak and promote his own hand-picked narratives as part of his overall effort to lob personal attacks at the president and his family. Instead of staging yet another political stunt, Comer and House Republicans should do their job. Avoid default without conditions and prevent a devastating economic crash and millions of American jobs. He's talking about the debt ceiling. What's your response to him saying your credibility is at stake here? Comer, what? What a joke. I mean, first of all, they're calling a press conference a political stunt? I remember when our political leaders used to have press conferences and used to answer questions from the media. And I remember when the media used to want to ask substantive questions to our leaders. So, having a press conference disclosing the facts is not a political stunt. And, secondly, bank records don't lie. Ducey, right. Comer, and that's what we are going to present to the American people today. Bank records. Ducey, okay. Okay, so we're going to see a bunch of bank records. Ultimately, you're going to have a narrative, I would imagine, about what happened. But do you know for a fact what happened? Did you talk to anybody in the Biden family and say, okay, why did you get this money, or is it, you know, it is supposition what happened? And have you found out, Congressman, that any of the Bidens broke any rules? Did they break any laws? Because, ultimately, that's what the American people want to know. If they broke laws, they should be held accountable. But you've got to be able to prove they broke laws. Can you do that? Cummer, right. Well, as you know, my job is to investigate and present the facts. We're presenting facts that's never been presented before. No one has ever seen wire transfers to the Biden family. Now, you asked if I've spoken to the Bidens. I have not. They have lawyered up. What they thought I would do when I got subpoena power at the 1st of February is they thought I would subpoena the Bidens. They were going to block that, and we would have been tied up in court for 2 years. But what I did, what our committee has done, is we went in the back door. We knew who some of these shady characters were that were accepting the first wire transfers from places like China and then laundering it down to the Biden family. We subpoenaed their bank accounts and, therefore, we got the transactions to the Bidens through the back door. So, they never thought we would have their bank records. They've done everything in their ability to block and obstruct. So, no, I haven't talked to the Bidens yet. But we're building the case leading to the Bidens. Kilmeade, yes. Cummer, we're following the money, and all roads lead to Joe. Kilmeade, they do, PH. Earhart, did they pay taxes on the money? Cummer, I'm sorry? Earhart, did they pay taxes on the money? Cummer, well, that, you know, I doubt that. That's a good question to ask. The way these LLCs were set up, and Byron Donalds is going to talk about that. He's, you know, an expert in finance. The way these LLCs were set up, one of the reasons, in addition to hiding the center, was to deceive the IRS. So, it's very doubtful they paid taxes on this. Kilmeade, they got 87,000 agents who are probably going to crack down on that, I'm sure. Cummer, yes, that's right. Kilmeade, they're going to be able to bring, PH, that in there. Earhart, right. Kilmeade, all right, look forward to your press conference right at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. James Cummer, thanks. Earhart, thank you, Congressman. Cummer, thank you for having me. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.